your questions. Okay? So remember, we have to answer your questions at the end. So after questions, hang on. And we will get all of your questions answered about this topic and the IRS and freedom, restore freedom topic, all momentarily. Okay? Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover the topic of land patents, allodial title, or allodium. Does it exempt your property from taxation, control, regulation, zoning, from seizure by anybody else? Well, let's take a close look at that. If you've not been to our website, freedomlawschool.org, you want to go there to restore freedom, you'll learn that there's no law requiring you, the average American, to file and pay income tax whatsoever. Freedomlawschool.org. Well, let's get to the topic at hand about land, patents, and allodium title now. You will find articles on YouTube like this, how to move your property into allodial title. Okay. You'll see another one by someone like this who is over 45 years old, but claims that for 30 years has a time-tested expertise on land patent and guide. And other people have this videos like this, how to do explain, number two, right? Steps to patent your ground, for example, all right? And, of course, the other ones, this is Land Patent Part 3, the process plus question answers was wrong, that apparently you can do it. They claim that you can do it. Well, let's go find out what land patent is first, okay? Let's go, and by the way, a land patent, folks, is very simple. This is some dictionary.com. It's nothing fancy. It's an official document by which the title to a portion of public land is conveyed from the government. Okay, that's simple enough, okay? When they first give the property to somebody, it's a land patent by the government, okay? Now, and you find at myfloridalegal.com, okay, this website also says that the term land patent is defined as an instrument by which the government conveys a grant of public land to a private person, okay? Well, that's the key thing. It's transferring title, to a, private person, okay? Although it is generally the case that a federal land patent conveys fee simple ownership to patentee and serves in the same capacity as a deed as far as ownership goes. That's fine, okay? Now, some, again, advantage of land patent, people say that it cannot undergo foreclosure, be taxed, no third-party claim be brought against it. Government may not encumber other land through legislation. Ownership of land through a land patent also confers ownership of the water rights to any water or mineral originating on or under the property. Nobody can regulate or monitor the use of that whatever. Okay? And it says that take your property deed and a legal description of the land to local Bureau of Land Management offices to request a copy of your legal land patent, okay? And, they tell you the procedures, that you got to follow to supposedly get your land patent back and file it publicly, or privately, land patent, okay? So you find these kind of stuff on the internet, talk about this stuff, okay? Okay, and again, after that, and yet it says by going through the process, but you got your land patent, that probably can never be lawfully seized for debts or taxes except by the willing grant of the landowner, okay? So so it says you may still enter into contracts or accept debt on the property, but no one can instigate such proceedings. Okay, all right. So... So, of course, the argument is made that while some may argue a patent holder is trying to evade taxes or avoid past debts. The truth is that the land filing provides for your descendants in perpetuity. Okay. All right. That sounds good. Let's continue. Okay. Again, you find other websites like this one, opcouncil.com. Okay. They have the, you know, similar kind of benefits that they mention, you know, to land patents. Now, land patents, of course, are related to allodium title or allodial title. So let's look that up, what that's all about, okay? Because you hear them in conjunction about the allodial title, okay? Now, folks, a lot of times I don't like Wikipedia for political issues, but it's fundamental basic stuff. They do a very good job, okay? Not political, about legal definitions of simple things like that, okay? They do a very good job to explain what it is, allodial, okay? So they say allodial title constitutes ownership of real property that is independent of any superior landlord. Allodial title is related to concept of land held in allodium or land ownership by occupying and defense of the land. So that is a key thing. You know, it's a wonderful thing, okay? You know, is independent of any superior landlord. That's what the website says. Now, on Wikipedia, do some more research. You go down further, and it tells us that until the 18th century, that's until about 1700s, almost all common law property ownership depended on proving a link of possession from a royal grant of title to the property of the owner, okay? So, and this feudal system had ceased from England in 1660. See, back then, the king owned everything. In Europe, really, king owned all the land. Any land in Europe was given by the king to you. That's right. The king owned every land during his reign and in his jurisdiction of the country. And any land was given by him to the people, right? So that's an interesting change. I didn't know about that, but I learned about it by looking it up. Okay. So let's continue on this issue about the United States has its own unique background. Before 1774, all land in American colonies could also be traced to royal grant, either a single enormous grant creating such proprietary colony, okay, or smaller direct grants within crown colonies like Virginia. Okay, so in America, okay, they also, you know, had this kind of thing where the royal authority, okay, you know, gave the lands up in America because after all, America was a colony of England, so all the land and colonies was owned by the king as well and was given to people if the king chose to do so. So we see nothing that much different there about America in that. However, here is the key thing about allodium title. Once a property owner receives a certificate of title, he is relieved from the payment of all future further property taxes. Okay? So see, it's true. You don't no longer have to pay any taxes if you own a property in allodium, but here's a kicker, which people forget to tell you about, okay? Unless the allodial title is relinquished by the homeowner or his heirs. See, what happens is the title is relinquished, it's gone. It no longer exists, okay? And the holder of the allodial title can voluntarily relinquish it at any time, all right? You say, well, I don't volunteer to relinquish it on mine, but here's what you didn't know, is that the title shall be relinquished if the property is sold, leased, or transferred by the allodial title holder. The allodial title holder no longer occupies the dwelling for 150 days. The home is converted to anything other than the single family dwelling occupied by the owner. Oh, wow. Look at that. That is key. okay, is that basically when the property is sold, right, that's the Lotto Tower is gone. See, that's the trick. You, almost everybody, buys their property from somebody else. That somebody else may have had a lodial title or land pan back then, but once it's transferred to you or the previous owner or owners that you bought the land from, their lodium title is gone at that time. You cannot go now, come up and make up the lodial title or land pan because it only exists when it was passed from the government to the first person who bought that land. Thereafter, when it's transferred to somebody, the lodial title is gone. And you cannot get it back because that's just how it works. Okay? So you cannot rely on that to protect your property from third party, you know, taking your property with government agents like IRS or otherwise, property taxation, zoning, okay, or controls, anything like that, because the lodial title or land tax at that time really ceases to be effective when the first person who got it from the government sold that home to somebody else. Okay? So with that, folks, it's pretty simple. But there's good news, folks. The good news is that you don't have to file income tax anyhow. Don't have to worry about the IRS taking your money anyways if you know simply about the law and your rights. If you go onto our website at freedomlawschool.org, okay, you'll see you can restore freedom and you can regain your power and freedom. And therefore, you'll never again voluntarily have to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. Go down, click on that. You see here the 7 steps that you can take to free yourself of IRS deception, which through deception, they create fear. You can get rid of deception and fear of the IRS. And then you can get rid of the robbery of you and slavery of you. See? It all starts with stopping the deception. That gets the fear going and the robbery and slavery, it will all be gone. And if you choose, you can have our lifetime guarantee behind you. So 7 steps are right here, folks. Take these 7 steps. The first 5 are absolutely free. You can do it yourself at no charge on our website. You can lawfully and safely stop with holding up all income taxes right away from your paycheck. Yes, you can do that. You can stop making quarterly estimated payments to the IRS. Write your lawmakers about the law. Step 5 is critical. You will file pay income taxes only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file pay income tax. Yes, the one that actually write the laws, you confront them. You ask them about all this, okay? And then step 6 is for those who have your modern-day founding fathers of America, restore freedom for all Americans. You get that guarantee of us behind you if you choose to participate in restoring freedom in America. And step 7, you know, we can spread the word together to restore freedom together in America. So, folks, you go down to start at 7 steps. Click on it on that page below, and it'll take you down, scroll down to the 7 steps in more detail because we want you to follow the law for CX. Not some baseless legal theory, but follow the law from where? Based on the new official legal website of the U.S. government. You'll see that NOLA requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. That's right, folks. Not some argument about Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, Admiralty Maritime Statutory Jurisdiction versus Common Law, Bankruptcy United States, Sovereign State, or U.S. National Citizenship, okay, based on revocation of election, based on straw man, you name it all, capital letters, using Zikr on your mail, not respond to their letters of the government who are written in capital letters, all caps, okay? And on and on and on. All that is a bunch of nonsense, garbage. I've been at this for over 30 years, folks. This is all black, all his hair. And I've seen people do that nonsense for decades and consistently lose if and when their theory was challenged by the government. And they relied on this nonsense, tooth fairy, Easter bunny theories, the ones that is described. And then they found out, oh, that didn't work. That was supposed to work. Take me out of their jurisdiction, out of their system. Cancel my adhesion contracts. Supposedly I was tricked into signing with them, but I didn't do that. So go do it right, folks. Not one of my students ever who joined Freedom Law School clean with me, the first one, show them how to legally stop paying income taxes correctly and stay with me, has ever gone to prison or had the bank account, paycheck, levied, or the property, the home ever seized by the IRS. Because we've done it right here at Freedom Law School. So, congratulations. You found your source for truth and freedom, which is solid based on Garamond's official legal website. You found it, my friend. Go to freedomlawschool.org. And study the 7 steps, okay? There's a 9-minute video right here to start with and more. And if you have any questions, call us. And we have to guide you, assist you further. Our number is 813-444-4800. Our website is freedomlawschool.org. With that, I give you my love. I wish you all a live and let live and love and let love life of freedom and prosperity. Now. Okay, folks. So that was a commonly asked questions or frequently asked question that I'm glad we did that presentation for people so that when they ask me, all we have to do is tell them, watch this short video that will answer questions for them. And they're going to be able to, you know, rely on abuse of the law and direct them properly to the answers. They need to live free. Let's put the number on the screen to get your questions answered, okay? And I'll take your question one at a time. The call number is 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Just press 1. That will let me know you have your question. Now we'll take your questions one at a time. Again, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and that will let me know you have a question. I will take your questions one person at a time. The first caller is calling from area code 732, followed by another caller from area code 31. Now, for your privacy, folks, okay, I ask you only for your first name, no last name, and then tell me how you heard about us. And then go ahead and ask your questions. Also, you can always send us up to 10 pages of any paperwork you have, and I'll answer them for free of charge. I got some of that here right now. Okay, this letter is from Elena, for example. I'm going to go over Elena's question. Call Elena. I'm going to go over that with you, your letter here, okay? So you can send us up to 10 pages of anything you got about IRS or state taxes, you know, freedom stuff, and I'll do my best for free to help you every Thursday night at this Freedom Hour. So with that, we have also, we got more callers. After area code 732 caller left for some reason. I don't know why. But we have the 831 caller here. Then we have call from area code 480, followed by area code 281, and then call from area code 954. So all right, let's start with the call from area code 831. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Speak up. I can barely hear you. I cannot hear you. Please speak up. I cannot hear you yet. Can you try one more time, please? Okay. Nope. I don't hear you. You have a connection issue, it looks like. I barely hear something there. Okay. Let me take someone else's call. Now that's better. Here we go. Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Here, let me.
No problem.
Let me take
that's
you off
okay.
the speaker.
No problem. No problem. All right.
Okay.
What is your first name, honey?
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Pam?
Pam, you said? What's your name again? Hello, are you there? Okay. I'll come back to you, okay? Don't worry. Work on your audio sound problem, and I'll come back to you again, okay? I'll circle around to you in just, you know, after I'm done with the other callers. Let's go with the call from area code 480, okay? Hello, my friend. You give me your first name. How you heard about us? Then your question, please. Are you there, caller from area code 480? Hello? Caller from area code 480. Okay. I don't hear him either, so we're going to go to the call from area code 281. Caller, please speak up. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then freedom, and then you ask your question.
My name is Ingrid. And I heard about you through Stu Peters. I heard you do an interview on his show.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is that my husband and I, our income varies from year to year, and we're about to sign the paperwork to become members and start our process. Because it varies from year to year, does that mean our annual contribution will vary also?
Yes. Because
okay.
Remember,
simple enough.
We try to protect you from IRS potentially may come after you. We have situations
yeah.
where people 1 year build a business, a bunch of real estate, and they make a lot of money, $5 million, or you know, $20 million, and that year IRS may come after them for a lot of money. But after that, next year they go back to okay normal living, and they make at that time let's say $100,000 a year. Well, the IRS will come after them for potentially for that year a lot less money compared to the previous year. So, yeah, it's based upon generally 30% of what you would have paid the Washington, D.C. swamp through the IRS. What you would have paid to fund the criminals, the FBI, CIA, NSA, FDA, CDC, the Department of Injustice lawyers, those criminals, what you would have paid them, if this was 100% of that, what we want to do with the Georgia Short Fee Plan is that you get to keep 70% of that, the lion's share of it, and 30% of that you contribute to the Restore Freedom Plan, Restore Freedom Fund. So once you say, look, I'm going to be part of the Founding Fathers, give something to Restore Freedom, and with that we support Stu Peters and many other news platforms. You know, like the Pandemic 3, the Great Awakening, that was over six figures support we gave to them financially. And we get freedom lawsuits that we need to do badly. And, you know, we do elect good politicians that represent we the people, like Ron Paul. Once you make that commitment, now all of you join hands. As rather than individuals and weak, you're stronger together to stand up against this structure of criminals. And now we'll guarantee you will not go to prison at all, ever. You rely on the laws published on government's official legal websites. But if they ever want to take your money, we'll battle them. We'll win. And even in the worst case scenario, if we were to lose and they take your money with this, 10,000, or $10 million will make you completely whole, so there's no more risk for you to take part and restore freedom in America. So does that answer your question for you, Ingrid?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. And congratulations for choosing to become part of America's modern-day founding fathers and restoring freedom in America. Let's go to the next call from area code 954. We have also a call from area code 929 that has joined us. I'll take you next. Call from area code 954. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
This is Chris S., and I heard about you on The Great Awakening. And I don't really have a question. I just have a comment. I want to mention in Minnesota, the current Minnesota state constitution, or Section 15, and it addresses allodial. It says all lands within the state are allodial, and feudal tenures of every description with all their incidents are prohibited. So I don't know if WikiLink, or whatever is current, but this is in our current constitution in Minnesota. It says all lands in the state are allodial. Section 15.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that to me. Thank you for trying to educate me on this topic. And I'm going to research that, you know, because America, as you know, is not one country. We have 50 countries
right.
in the union. Every state is a country. And so,
right.
You know, they're all differently. So Constitution of State of Minnesota, I brought up right now, right here, reviser.
Section 15.
Yeah, Section 15. Okay, well, let's go my screen. I got it. Okay. Let's see. There's Article 1. Which article is it under? There's 14 articles. You know what article it is?
Let me. It is under okay. Article 1. Yeah, Bill of Rights.
Article 1. Let's see. On the Bill of Rights. All right. Article 1, Bill of Rights of the state. And go to Section 15. Let's see what it says there. Here we go. Lands allodial, void agricultural leases. All lands within a state are allodial and feudal tenures of every description with all the incidents are permanent. Leases and grants of agricultural lands for a longer period. Okay, well, very good. It says that. My question is, it seems like, and I got to do more research on it, I'm happy to do it, is that once the allodial title in the state is left, it passes to somebody else, then the allodium is gone. Thank you for pointing this out. I'm going to do more research on Minnesota on this issue, see what happened there. It seems to me at this point that if the title passes to somebody else, that allodium is gone. But maybe Minnesota has different procedures on that. Okay? But let me tell you something about property taxes. Property taxes are the fundamental tax through which America was built. That's right. Think back at the westerns you saw on television when you were a kid with John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and all these guys. In the West, you have a sheriff, a little jail, maybe a few deputies, a part-time prosecutor and judge. Well, no matter how small the government was, somebody had to come up with some money to pay a sheriff's salary, deputies, to build a jail. The part-time prosecutor and judge have to be paid. It's been that way since the time of the founding fathers. Where did that tax money come from? That tax money came from not income taxes by state or sales taxes or Department of Motor Vehicle taxes or fuel taxes. They wouldn't exist without those things. They had none of those. The tax that they had in the county was property taxes. Landowners, to protect the land, paid a little, tiny little tax. The landowner, which had a lot more land, paid relatively lot more.
We didn't have a
the guy that
Department
owned
of Education.
Little tax, little property, which makes sense. Because the guy with little property needs only that little protection. Whereas the guy with a big property needs a lot more protection, a lot more land to protect, so it paid more. So I don't believe that a loaded title, even in Minnesota, would exempt the title from paying property taxes. But I'm happy, since you gave me this thing, for the research issue and see, well, how it was done in Minnesota. And Minnesota became a state, I believe, around 1850. So how did they pay for things? The sheriff, for the sheriff, right? To protect the citizens of the county. So thank you for that tip. I appreciate it, Chris. I'll do my due diligence and research on that topic. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say we didn't have a Department of Education back then either, and that's where most of my taxes for property go to, is our schools. And I agree that we should have protection of our property. However, with the way the government works, you'll never really own your property if they can tax it.
Well, I don't disagree with anything you said whatsoever, because now our school system, rather than being homeschooling by parents or to church or association of parents in the area that came together and chose to educate the children together somehow. Maybe they got together, one of the parents, they took turn, or they hired somebody to help teach their kids, you know, whatever that was. We now have a communist system that's by force. So I agree with you, this communist school system, which we got by force, is not the way to go. And that's where most of the property tax these days goes to. And that's, in my opinion,
right.
Wrong. We should get rid of all that communist school system as well. But nonetheless.
And my biggest problem.
Well, let me finish. Nonetheless, even way back then, a small property tax, very small amount, because we did not have all this communism and socialism. But fundamentally, they could tax that small amount, property tax, to pay for the sheriff, some deputies, and a prosecutor or judge, part-time or full-time, to protect you and your property from the bad guys.
Yeah, and
okay?
The only problem is, there's no limit. They can always, you know, the elephant gets his nose in, and then the tax is so high you can't even live on the land anymore, so you never really own it.
Unfortunately, that has happened because they corrupted us. They dumbed the stamp. See, what you don't know about is that way back then, the only people that could vote were landowners. The landowners had interest in that because they own land.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And they're the ones that property was being protected. The renter had no property to protect. The landowners, they're the ones in the county that had some land that could be taken away by force, right? Or the cows or animals they had on the land. So the renters didn't vote. Okay, so the landowners kept that tax down. Also, the women didn't vote. Okay, remember, on the average, women are both more communist than men. That's just the way it is. Okay, a fact. Okay, so on the average, not everybody, I'm talking about only law
right.
averages. Well, allow women to vote because
right.
we're trying on the average, more emotional than
right.
men. And that's why they got these women on to LGBTQ plus feminism. Just masculinity,
and young people
which is
too, and
gender.
Want to lower
see,
the
they did
age.
That stuff, and then they got rid of the voting age from like 21 to 18.
Yep.
Younger the person, the less they know. Okay. They all,
yep.
And then they got rid of you paying a poll tax to vote. You pay. Well, guess what? If you believe something is important enough to vote, you pay, and with that tax, you contributed to the government. You're part owner of the government, and you funded it when you voted. If you didn't care to fund the government, why should you get a vote? If you care about,
right.
you know, the system of laws, well, pay something toward it to protect us. You know. But if you just a vote is cheap and free, you know, that doesn't have a value. So with all the stuff they've done, they've dumbed us down over the various ways they've done. So the problem is we the people, in through all this stuff, our vote has been diluted to this. So the intelligent person like you, experienced person like you that understand things, your vote is canceled by some stupid young communist, okay, that they allow to vote and that don't have to pay anything. So anyhow, but fundamentally, bottom line, it's still our responsibility. That's why. If they can pay tax you a little bit, they can tax you a lot, as you say, but that little bit of tax is necessary for the sheriff and the law to protect you and your property. Okay? Any other questions, my friend?
No, I just, you're preaching to the choir, and I'm thankful for your organization and all you're doing, and I'm going to spread the word.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Spread the word, my friend. Thank you. Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 732. You're live, my friend. Please give me, oh, no, I'm sorry, 929. Let's try 929 area code caller first. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Turn your computer off.
Hello?
Yes, turn your computer off. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Hi, Raymond. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Thanks.
What's your name?
I have a question. Oh, my name is Gabriela.
Mm-hmm. And how did you hear about freedom loss to Gabriela?
From Stu Peters.
Very good. And
yes,
how may
I
help
you?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have a question. Do we have to pay taxes on the federal bonds? You know, those Fed bonds that we used to save money?
Federal bonds?
Yes.
How much? No, because federal bonds? No, you don't. You make a lot of bond income. I mean, bonds hardly pay anything even. I think they pay about maybe, what, 2%? How much they pay? How many thousands
yeah,
do you make on the bond?
No, it's just a little bit of money, but you know they can give you a hard time just for a dollar.
No. Look, even
okay.
The IRS says there's about $13,000, the first $13,000 that you make in anything is exempt from taxation. Even the IRS says that. So you don't make over 13,000, do you? So don't worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. And then another comment. I remember you said that to send, hello?
Yes.
Okay, I remember you told me, you mentioned to send to a W form to our employers with a sign saying exempt. I did that twice. And they totally ignore me. They totally ignore me and they deduct the taxes and they said it's against the law. I mean, I asked them to do it and for me and they said it's against the law and they took the money anyway.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that may happen once in a while with employers being so afraid of the IRS. Oh, we'll get into trouble if we don't follow the law. Well, I'm sorry, we live in a society where people live in fear of the wrath of the IRS God. But he'll kill us. So
I see.
Once you join our Restore Freedom Plan, one of the benefits you get as a result is situations like that. We will work with you. We'll contact your employer with you. Follow up with them. And have them follow the law. To give you one example. We had an occasion when one of our students, the company's lawyer told the employer, nope, don't stop the withholding on this person's paycheck. Okay. What we did is we wrote a letter to the lawyer saying, look, this is the law. If we are right, tell us. If you're wrong, tell us. But we're following the law, as published on government's official legal websites. The lawyer wrote back, not an accountant, CPA, but a lawyer, supposed to know the law. Said, wow, you do very good writing. Gave us a compliment.
Nice.
And then by referring to some opinion of some other internet article written by a lawyer, who said, well,
okay,
just to be safe, you should withhold anyways, just to be safe, because, you know, I'm not quite so sure myself. So this lawyer, based upon the other lawyer's opinion online, told the employer that, well, you should ignore everything he says and withhold income taxes from this person's paycheck. So what I did is we wrote a letter back to the owner and the lawyer. And we told them this. Look, this owner, this guy, this lawyer is not doing his job. You know, we gave him the law as published on government's official legal website. He said, what you say sounds great, but I'm afraid anyways. He doesn't say whether we're right or wrong. He should do his job. Read the law. You should read the law from government's official legal website. Like we've done. If we're right, tell us we're right. If we're wrong, tell us we're wrong. That's fine. Or yeah. If he's refusing to do that, he should quit and give this task to some other lawyer who's willing to do his job and tell you what the law is about this case, whether we're wrong or right. And if he's not willing to do his job, you should not pay him his legal fees because he's refusing to earn it. He's refusing to do his job of earning the money for legal research for the company. That's what he's supposed to do. With that, one of the two company owners and the employee got on the phone with us. We discussed it. As a result of that, the company owner said, I'm going to ignore the lawyer. I'm going to let stop the withholding because obviously it's based upon government's own official legal website. So consider joining the Restore Freedom Plan because when that happens, and one of the benefits you get when you get together with other people, like on the call with Ingrid, you heard her call, she wants to join. You guys get together. I'm just a middleman. That's it. By doing that, now we have the resources to, in case one of you has a problem, all these other people that are having no problem, that I could use their funds to focus on you and your problem and take care of your problem. Next month, next year, somebody else has a problem and you and anybody else is contributing, right? All you people contributing, and that person we can focus on that guy's problem with any third parties, employers, right? State tax agencies, IRS. Anything comes up, we'll take care of it. That's how that works. So I'm afraid there's no magic answer I have to tell everybody this is how you go psychology of the employer to fix it. It takes some more work and massage and then be custom made. Sorry about that. It doesn't happen very often. You get one of those, so consider joining, and we'll be happy to help you to solve this problem for you. Okay?
Yeah, I was planning to tell my friends about you and give them the brochures, but they are employers, and probably they are not. I mean, I'm in New York, and probably they're going to say, no, it's against the law. It's against the law. And then or other friends that they make money, they are independent contractors. They prefer to use their deductions as a way, you know, to pay the taxes and pay the accountant and go through all of that hassle.
Again, we may need to do some modifications. I don't know. I got to tell you, without talking to you and your employer, okay, we are contactless human beings. Okay, it's like saying, you know, I went to date this guy and he didn't like me. Well, there's no easy way to make somebody like you. You're a nice person. They should like you at least. But
yeah,
let's see what's going on. Try to make it work. It's not a quick, easy thing. I gotta work every time. We just got to take the one-on-one attention to your situation. Okay?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure, Gabriella. Okay. Well, let's go to the caller we have from area code 732 again. Okay, there, my friend, area code 732 caller.
Yes.
And then we're going to have to call for area code 831. When I come back, air that caller also looks like he or she is there. All right?
Yes.
Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Elena. And I heard about your organization from my friend.
From the...
Hello?
Quite Frankly Show.
Quite Frankly Show. Yes, do you hear? Yeah, I hear you. And I heard the gentleman behind you also. Quite Frankly Show.
Oh, yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. So he told you, the gentleman on the phone with you, on Quite Frankly, and mentioned it to you. Great. Thank you, Elena.
Yes.
E-L-I-N-A, mm-hmm. correct?
E-L-E-N-A.
E-N-A, okay.
E-L-E-N-A.
And how may I help you, Elena?
Well, I was married for a short period of time, and my ex-husband has been filing joint returns. We got divorced in 2022, I recently found out by accident that I owe IRS almost $250,000.
I got your letter right here, Elena.
Yeah.
Hold on, right
yeah.
here. It's right here. Let me read that for you and everybody else. Okay. Summary
okay.
of your situation, Elena. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm going to take advantage
Sorry,
of that.
I'm
happy
very
she
nervous.
No, don't
I
be nervous. I'll
I'm
take care of you.
Nervous.
No, relax.
Yeah.
It's all good, okay? So, yes, you say you file a form with an injured spouse, okay?
I have not yet. I am in the process of preparing it, but I need help preparing it, and I have not filed that form yet.
Okay. Well, you are married for 20 and 21, okay? You're currently in a civil lawsuit for custody of your children, okay? You went to IRS's website to discover you owe them almost $250,000. Okay, I see that here, okay? And you never worked a single day. You were at home stay mom, okay? And you wouldn't, you know, file jointly. You know, we make you responsible for this liability in any way, okay? And unfortunately, you know, so you have a lawyer that's working with you on this case and has advised you to fill out an innocent spouse form with the IRS, which also you need advice on. Well, let's see now. You have a settlement agreement, I see, in the family court. Okay.
Yes.
That was September or 2022. Okay. This looks
yes.
like it was
mm-hmm.
Signed by both of you, correct?
Yeah,
it
was signed by both of us, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, talks about your minor children, custody issue, you know. And let's see what else it has here. Talks about your marriage in California in October 2020, okay. Okay, but does not mention anything about the taxes in this final decree. So, yeah, in this case,
yeah.
yes, I would do an innocent spouse relief. That would be the easiest way because, you know, everything was is here. Let me see what it says here. 2020,
mm-hmm.
account balance is zero. Okay, let's see. Tax returns filed. Okay, and November 21, $74,000 based on the tax returns filed in November 2021 when the IRS processed it. Then it was a payment of $76,000. Minor stuff doesn't matter. And then reduced or removed prior art tax assessed of $13,000. Credit transfer of $13,000. And you owe them zero. I don't know what you mean. As of July 24th, 2023, what you sent me shows you owe them zero. This printout says you owe them zero. In fact, it says account balance is zero.
Mm-hmm.
You don't owe them anything.
I went on the IRS website, and I can see my debt, and I can see my name, and I can see that debt under my name.
Well, I got to see the other paperwork then because I cannot comment on something I cannot see. What you gave me in this document is zero. This is for 2020. Well, how come you didn't get me the document transcript for 2021?
Yeah, payment, if you don't mind, I'm trying to help her out because she's from Russia and she has some difficulty sometimes espousing these things. If she does truly owe, which I've seen it, the $238,000, is the injured spouse the correct way to go, or are there other ways that we could look into that would protect her?
That would probably be the most correct way to go, but I don't think she owes them that much, because why would she not give me that other printout, only give me this one? So let me see that one next to the Freedom Hour, and I go over it, because here's what it says. It says that the adjusted gross income was $367,000. Based upon that, the tax return shows the tax owed of $74,000, which is just over 20%, $367,000. If she were to owe $250,000, that means your ex-husband made about $1 million. From 367,
he does.
Made about $1 million. Did he make about $1 million in 2021?
Yes. Well,
every year,
yeah.
Well, in this case, only 366.
Yeah. Okay.
So you gotta give me other
things.
Yes, probably I'll be the best way to go about that issue. Is innocent spouse relief is made exactly for someone like you. You married for a short time to him. You know, he made all the money. You were a stay-at-home mom. The tax is already his. You know, so yeah, that innocent spouse relief would be the correct way to go. How much are you paying attorney for this? And how much more the attorney wants you to pay him?
I'm just working with the civil attorney regarding our custody. I'm not working with the tax attorney regarding this particular issue. I can't afford an attorney. I don't have any money.
Okay. Well, get the forms yourself. All you got to do is go to IRS's website. Here, I'll show you. You go online, okay, with IRS. Innocent spouse relief form. That should come up. IRS innocent spouse relief form. That should come up. And I'm sure the gentleman next to you can help you fill it out. Okay? And let's go down. Here it is.
Yeah, that's fine. Is there any reason why they would deny her that?
Well, look. First of all, you don't have to worry about a thing right now. Because before the IRS can take anything from you, they must send you several letters. At a minimum, 3 letters, 1 regular first class mail, and 2 certified letters they must send you before they take anything from you. If they do that, you're completely safe. Nothing to worry about. Has the IRS send you a letter which is headlined, "We change your account by first class mail"? Have they sent you 2 certified mail letters yet about 2020 or 21 or no? They have not?
No, not yet, no.
Okay. Elena, listen to me, sweetheart. This is one of the beauties of the American system of law versus most of the rules. You have a right to a trial, a due process of law, and a collection due process hearing versus over Russia or other places. They're just... take your stuff right now. Okay? Now, you gave up your right to trial to challenge the tax by signing on the tax form of your ex-husband under oath. You said, "I owe you this money." Okay, you didn't know. That was innocence of you. You didn't know. But there is a law in 1990 that created in the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, here. It says before they take your stuff, it must give you the opportunity to ask for a collection due process hearing. Okay? They must give that to you. And at that time, you can make innocent spouse relief claim at that time. Okay? And they have to hear you. listen to you, forward with you, and recognize that you don't owe the tax. He owes it only. So you don't even have to do that form right now. You can wait until then when they send you that letter that says final notice of intent to levy or seize your property and notice of your right to a hearing.
Right. I don't have any property. Exactly.
Doesn't matter. Hold on. Doesn't matter. At that time, you can ask for a hearing then. But look at me. Right now, this is Form 8857. The course for about Form 8857, and here's the instructions, and here's the form, okay? Write this down,
okay.
Sir. 8857,
yeah.
Request for Innocent Spouse Relief, okay? Okay? Fill out the
mm-hmm.
form, okay? Instructions are there about it. They tell you how to do that, okay? And you can send it right now,
mm-hmm.
or you can send it with the wait for them to send you a collection due process hearing and do it at that time. Until then, Elena, listen to me.
Okay.
You
yes.
are safe. You have nothing to worry about. They cannot hurt you. Do you understand me?
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, very good. Relax, sleep easy. You're fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Glad to be available. Okay.
Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling. Thanks for assisting here. I appreciate you doing that, sir.
Thank you.
We have our call from area code 831. And no, it's a call from area code 48. Oh, been waiting. Let's take a 48 or caller and then 831 area code caller next. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Area code 480. Okay. Let's go to the call from area code 831. 480 is there. Are you there from Erica 480?
Hello?
Yes.
480.
What's your name again?
Okay. This is Steve. And
how did you hear about
us? I don't have a congressman because I
what?
Moved out of the U.S. in 2015.
How did you hear about us?
I was actually watching the Mike Adams show, and I was like 20 minutes into it, and I switched over to your website to look at your website.
Okay.
After watching the Mike Adams show, I was in the middle of the Mike Adams show, and then I saw that you're having this webinar coming up right now. So I've only finished the first 20 minutes of the show.
Okay. Well, glad you called us. You can always listen to that interview finished later on also, my friend Steve. Congratulations. You're looking for freedom because you're listening to Mike Adams, those guys, Stu Peters guys, and the rest of you. If you don't know Stu Peters and Mike Adams, those are two of the very best truth-teller
yeah.
news sources out there you guys should check out. Okay? Mike Adams is the owner of Brighteon, brighteon.com, and alternate platform to YouTube. Stu Peters is on Rumble Beach and other places. They both tell truth to you, so good job for calling in, my friend. And how may I help you?
Okay. Well, one thing is that I don't have a congressman because I live in South America now. And the second thing is that I do have money in brokerage accounts, and if I stopped filing, then maybe they'd seize my brokerage accounts. That's what I'm thinking.
Nope. So you haven't watched our website, the 7 steps at all yet? Have you gone through any of the 7 steps on our website?
No, I just got to the website while I was watching the Mike Adams show, and then I saw you were having the thing at 7 o'clock. So I switched over here.
Well, I'll give you a very, very, very quick class on this issue, my friend, but you got to do your homework on it, okay, just like anything else.
Okay.
Do you see me on the computer right now?
Yes, I do. Oh, I also had a question because I do live in South America, and so I need a passport too. So can you have a passport if you're following the steps that you're doing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what you want to do, my friend, is go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, okay?
Right.
So I'll show you right there, freedomlawschool.org. Restore freedom. Regain your power and freedom. Because you see, you were duped. You were deceived to be afraid of the IRS. They made you believe that you are weak. But you're not. You're very powerful. With knowledge, you understand the IRS is bluff. Okay? So here, we show you how to never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. Okay? So you go down, get to that, you see the seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. And if you want, you can live free with our lifetime guarantee. Seven steps involved. Step one, arm yourself with the law. Step two, end the fund and income tax forms. Step three, realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Step four, take courage from our victories. Step five, write to your lawmakers about the law. Those are all free, absolutely. Step six, if you want to help us restore the American Republic, our freedoms, if you want to be like the founding fathers of America today and modern, join the Restore Freedom Plan, and we'll protect you. And step seven, tell others, and we'll be able to pay you. So on these, what you do on these, you go right down, start the seven steps, okay? And you see the first step is follow the law. Based on the U.S. official legal website of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. There's a 9-minute video that right there shows it to you right here. And you see two other about, you know, 6-7 minute short videos on this issue that show you how even 100 years ago the income tax was a fraud. And who is required to pay income tax? Those people who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C., or are federal employees and contractors because they perform the functions of federal public office. You are not a U.S. citizen of Washington, D.C., or resident of D.C., and you do not perform functions of federal public office, correct? Therefore, you're not required to file income tax. So go to our website, do all this, and then call us back again because you need to do some time because this is like, I'm like Morpheus, and you are the Neo. And I'm just showing you the matrix is everywhere. Okay? It's in the taxes you pay. It matrix for your eyes to deceive you. That's literally the truth, which is why I just spoke at the Red Pill Expo just over the last weekend, okay? By the way, you can watch a recording of that for free. My speech is at redpillexpo.org. You can watch it for free. Here it is. The Red Pill Expo was in Des Moines, Iowa, okay? Okay, it was 2 days, August 12th or 13th, but it continued on the 14th, okay? You watch the whole event online with all these great speakers. See, the Red Pill meme is based on the 1999 science fiction movie, The Matrix, in which humans live in a state of total illusion, not reality, and they must take the Red Pill to see the world as it really is. And that's what you did when you called me. We heard me on Mike Adams' show. So here are the great speakers that were at this event, okay? And then I was also speaking on there during this weekend. Here he is. And then on Monday, okay, I did a half-a-day class on restoring freedom on Monday, August 14th. And that is available for free. Do you have a link on to our website, by the way? No, we got to put a link on our website. We have a can you click on that, get there? We got a on this thing. How do I give them a link to that to watch this thing? A Rumble? It's on Rumble. We have to put a link on our website, something on Rumble, yeah. So can you give send me the link? So call us tomorrow if you need to, and I'll be happy to give you that presentation on Rumble. But it doesn't matter because really on our website, the videos there pretty much cover the same thing. It's just, you know, broken up in different sections. This is part two, for example. Step two, the step-by-step, you know, put out there. But in that presentation, I kind of merge these steps together. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do your homework, my friend. Call us back.
Yeah,
I'm going to work with you to have you be free.
No, I'm living in South America, and I'm not making a lot of money, so at least I haven't paid any taxes and funded the government for several years. So that's something I would prefer not having to file the forms, and
don't
I guess
pay
I'm going to
have
your website.
Okay. You got it, my friend. Thanks for
Thank
calling.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Caller looks like right now from area code 831 and then 917 area code. So let's take the call from area code 831 first. Are you there? Area code 831. Can you put him on, please? Okay. Oh, there's two from area 831. See, they're twice for some reason. He shows up twice on area code 831. Let's see. For some reason, you showed up twice on our system.
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yes, I hear
Yay!
You now. Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is Eileen from Santa Cruz, and I sent you some things, but it wasn't until later last night, so I don't know if you received it, but there was three pages I faxed you.
I don't have it. No, you got to make sure when you send something to us, folks, call. Make sure that we get it, we process it right away, and they have to put for me on my table here to go over with you. So I'm sorry, I cannot do that right now, okay? I can answer your questions as best as I can without that, but you can call back next week, call us again, make sure that help has from me.
Other questions anyway, payment. So I did contact an attorney who has he's a CPA also. And so he said, I guess he's here in California and he has a lot of experience with the FTB. But he was saying in order to untangle this, he says that I should file the IRS too. And I said, well, I'm not getting any notices from IRS. And he said, well, they share information. And so, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him. He's a freedom person because he sponsors another radio show that I listen to. The guy is very awake and very much a freedom fighter. So I don't know personally what this guy's position is, but he thinks I need to file both the FTB and the IRS. But I didn't make more than $13,000 a year for the last. So you mentioned that figure, $13,000 a year.
Yeah.
Are you there?
That's below the minimum filing requirement for IRS and California. So
okay, so yeah.
Might as well file the both, and they say zero out all your taxes.
I told them I don't think I had a filing requirement for that year, and then the woman at the FTB said, well, anything over $400. You have to file.
No. If you look at the form, you know, they tell you that the first, like, I think 17,000 California exempts, something like that. Let me look it up. California, 540 income tax form. No, you know, they just want you to file. They want that confession slave with you, your masters.
I know.
You.
I don't want.
That's a
yeah, exactly.
Look,
I don't want to.
How much are they after you for?
to file all those papers?
No, that's the FTB, the California Franchise Tax. And you're the money.
Over $80,000. They say that I owe
numbers
over
you when he made so little.
So, I'm sorry, Payman, I'm having a hard time hearing you. So can you say that again, please?
How come they come after you for $80,000 when you only made $30,000?
Oh, because I've had a cosmetology license for many years. So you know how they ascribe, they just pull a number out of their, you know, wet and say, hairdressers in your area made a certain amount. It's not based on reality at all. I mean, and there's a big range between whether, you know, like if you worked in a very high scale salon versus working at Supercuts and the number of hours that you would work. And so,
right.
Yeah, I have made less than $13,000 for years and years and years.
Right.
So, the other thing was the property, because I sold a house in 2007 and I was the only one on title. And because I didn't file for that year, even though I was married, I didn't file for that year. And so they just assume that all the income from the sale of that house was taxable income. So I've explained it to them a bunch of times, but they, of course, they don't, you know, they turn a deaf ear to me. And then I've told, and that makes up about 60,000 of what they think I owe out of the 83, I think is what they're asking for. And so so you suggested that I go up to Sacramento and just directly and because they confiscated my savings and my safe deposit box last week.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me that last time. As you see on my screen.
Yeah. Last week.
You know. Yeah. Look, they did that crooked California Franchise Tax Board is awful. The worst at any place just in America. They did that to me too. Back
yeah.
before 1992. They claimed that because I had an insurance license, I made X amount, which I didn't. I still look. I was just keeping the license. Just in case I came across somebody, I could, you know, make a little extra income. He said, no,
yeah.
Doesn't matter. We just told the average number of insurance agents how much they make and said, you must have made that. And at that time, because the city of Huntington Beach has carjacked my car with a gun, right, police, and it's the California Franchise Tax Board tow yard. They're going to sell my car, my only possession. Everything I had. That was my back car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I called the guy and said, this is nonsense. He said, look, just file a tax return. The lower whatever it should be, and you get your car.
Mm-hmm.
I argued, but he wouldn't back off. What choice did I have? A gun to my head. My car was my livelihood, all I had. So I went there in person.
Yeah.
All the paperwork. You put the numbers on there. They accepted it on the spot. On the spot, they took it. And they gave me a release on the spot. Here, go get your car. So they, you know, they just put on there the correct numbers, and you'll be fine. That's all you got to do, Elena.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you going to be at the Reawaken America in Las Vegas?
Yes.
You are.
I will be.
Okay,
oh,
enough
yeah.
next week.
God reminded me of that. Yes. That's what
everybody. When is
I'll
that?
I'll be in Las Vegas, folks. Not this speaking much following weekend, Friday, Saturday, August 24th and 25th. Yes.
August 24th and 25th? Okay. Because maybe
yes.
I'll make my way out there and see you in person. But so they said that they will freeze the lien until the 7th of September. So do
yes.
I just go up there and tell them?
Yeah.
In person,
yep.
that I had no filing requirements, and
No, you're dealing with the mafia.
I know.
California Franchise Tax was the mafia.
Right.
They just
want
that doggone piece of paper, Eileen. So
yeah.
give the paper
yeah.
for yourself and leave the communist state as soon as you can. Come to
I know.
Florida,
I'm
free
trying.
State.
Believe me, I'm trying.
So do it then. So do it.
Just
go there
first. Well, I just had. I told you last week, I just had my husband just take all of our savings, all of it.
Yes.
And so literally I'm between, on the same day that the FTB leaned my bank account, he came and stole the our savings and safe out of our place. So anyway, so so go up there and file for, and just show them I made less than what was it, $13,000 or $17,000 those during those years.
Well, I'm asking this.
That.
The form says you have no children. So as a single person, under 65 years old, up to $20,913, you pay zero income tax.
Up to $20,000 okay?
now? $20,913, yes. I am having it on my screen. Yeah.
Okay, and then that's – so where do I find that information for the previous years?
Look. What information? Even the form?
No, no, the amount for to just make sure that
it's
I'm sure I didn't
less.
Make more than...
I don't have it. Look, I have to look it up just like you. But they'll tell you it's maybe instead of 21,000, maybe 20,000. You know, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever number you give them on there, you put on the 10,000, 14,000, 18,000, 25,000, whatever it is. They will accept it on the spot because they know they made up those numbers based upon the insurance license.
Exactly.
And
so,
your hairstylist license.
The other thing was the title. I can't even find the title. I've gone to the escrow companies because it was a purchase in 2007.
Stop. Doesn't matter. Because those forms are for a sign on the penalty of perjury. They will just accept your return. Then I'll look for that. It's not like the agent's going to say, let's see now. I'm going to have to check this out. Let me see if your numbers are accurate. Hey, go check. Do you have any W-2-1099s? She didn't put on here? Huh? Does she? Oh, you found it? Oh, my buddy tells me, yeah, you sold a house. That's not on here. How come you didn't put it on your 1040 form? It's not like that. It's not like that at all. They'll just accept it on the spot. No matter what you put on there. They just process the papers. They process millions of tax returns on face value. They will accept your California 540 tax form on face value. That's it. That was someone wants to audit you, then you tell them all that stuff.
Okay.
Right now,
okay.
They'll ask you no questions.
Okay. So just go up there and file for those stupid years, and then and then in person, and I'm going to bring them the letters to Congress.
Tell them about the bank levy, and they'll release all your money, too.
Yeah, and to release
Make sure
my
that person
money.
There,
yeah.
You tell them about the levy order also. Give the paper for that. So we'll get them involved right there to release the money also.
I'm having a hard time hearing the last thing you said.
Have your bank levy paperwork that you got from the bank. Tell the FTB employees about that you give the tax return, so they know that they need to send a notification to the bank to release the money there as well.
Okay, and then I should bring the letters to Congress when I go up to Sacramento, too, right?
No.
Not send it another way, huh? Or send it on another day.
Look, they're lawless. They don't care about the law in California.
Right, I understand.
And they're stupid. Yeah. They don't read those letters. You expect someone bureaucrat who is hired off the street to read those letters and say, wow, well-written legal research. Obviously, based on what you're saying, we're all a bunch of frauds and liars and thieves. So we're going to stop the whole system. No! The gal there who works there, she just makes the money for a living to her. She just do as she's told so she can go pay the bills, pay mortgage, rent, food, car insurance. She ain't smart enough. to read, understand that stuff. Take the time to read it. Don't bring those petitions. Just get this over, okay? And then petitions are good for later on, not now, okay?
Okay. Now, in order to watch the Red Pill program, is there any way to listen to the archives from your calls?
Of course.
These calls?
Is on our website. All you got to do on our homepage, the top right of the watch. On the watch, go down to social media, okay? So the drop down menu, social media, okay? You go on social media, when you go there, go to Odyssey. It's my favorite channel, Odyssey, okay? And open the Odyssey channel. Yeah. When you go there, you see, now you go on the HLS.home, go to content.
Content
page
okay.
has all the videos in order of the newest to the oldest, basically.
That's okay. So great. Okay, and so as soon as I want to join this, but right now I'm not making any money payments, so how much would it be to join? I was a student. I bought information. I bought your CDs, you know, I think it was called Freedom Now or something, the whole CD series that you had. We bought it, and my husband took it and kept it in his truck all the time, so I never got to listen to it. But so I'd like to get – how can I get copies of that? Or is there a better way, like on a zip drive or something like that?
No, all those CDs are content available on our social media channels for free now. They should sell them now for free.
Oh, wow.
So what do we have? What did I tell her? Where she have the CD, that level one course she's asking
like,
about.
Like on Rumble?
On Odyssey, have it. On Odyssey.
Odyssey.
So on our Odyssey channel. You can go on the search. No. Go to channels. Go to channels, okay? Okay, so go to channels, yeah, right there. Okay. And then on the channels, if you lost the courses, there it is. Click on that right there.
Odyssey,
oh, there we
and
go.
Then
oh, yeah. And then channels, and then courses.
Okay, I'm not looking at you. I'm just calling you. I'm not looking at your – so in order to see your site right now, so this is going over being recorded on Rumble, is that right?
Yes, on Rumble, also on Facebook, and what other source we have it live?
Oh, okay.
Odyssey, yeah, just Odyssey and Rumble, Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate it. And then when you get my letter, I'd like to talk to you further regarding your desire, because you're very passionate about educating people and waking them up. And like I was saying last week, I've got some ideas for ways that we can branding idea, visible things, similar to like a mega hat. I mean, you know how a mega hat was used to
Listen, call my office anytime and share your ideas and suggestions. We'll be happy to hear you out. No problem.
Okay.
Call us.
Okay.
Call somebody here, and we have to hear you out. Right now, get your money back. That's number one, and we can talk about your ideas after that, okay?
Well, because I've shown Joe Bannister years ago when I first started the idea. I showed him a part of it, and I showed Del Bigtree. And they both really liked what they saw. So, and that was years ago. So I'm in the process of getting it registered, copyrighted, and or
very
trademarked,
good.
Actually, trademarked.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Well, I look forward to talking to you further, Payman.
Likewise, Ali. Nice to hear from you
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You.
We have two more callers that from area code 917 and 479. I'll take you both in order. Call from area code 917. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Oh, hi, Payman. My name is Warren. I heard about you on Mike Adams.
I did not hear your first name. Say it again, please.
Warren.
Spell that, please.
W-A-R-R-E-N.
Warren?
Yeah.
Okay, the volume, I can barely hear him. Get close if I can barely hear you, Warren. Go ahead, huh?
Okay, so my question was, I was looking on your site and I was trying to find it, but, you know, I work on a salary and they take out the taxes from my paycheck automatically. So I was trying to, you know, you file your taxes the year after, you know, when you make, you know, when you sign the 1040. I was trying to find out, what do you do then? Because they're taking your taxes out automatically.
Are you watching me right now on your computer?
I can. Hold on. I turned off the sound because
we have all
you.
This stuff on our website. Just stop withholding for free on our website. It's there. Okay. So freedomlawschool.org. First go there. Okay. And on this says on the top, on the right, you drop them in the right. Second one is free yourself from tax withholding. Yep.
Oh, okay. Great. Open. I didn't see that. Okay.
Yep. Put that link. It's all there. Just follow the steps, step by step.
Okay. Great. That's what
I mean.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Happy night. Bye-bye.
Same with you, Warren. We have a call from area code 479. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there, my friend? Yes.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. What's your first name?
This is JoJo. JoJo, just J-O-J-O.
Uh-huh. And how did
and
you
I'm
hear
from
about
Arkansas?
Arkansas, huh?
I am honestly not sure. I get your emails.
Okay.
I got an email about this call. So.
Okay, all right.
My question is, have you heard of Kelby Smith from his advocate?
No.
Okay. I asked that because
I'm looking him up right now. What's his name?
Kelby, K-E-L-B-Y, Kelby Smith.
Okay. All right. And why should I know about him?
So his business is called His Advocate. And husband and I have already done his entire method. And so we've, like, done our passports as non-U.S. citizens and already noticed the IRS with a revocation of signature, removal of signature. Yeah, all of it. It was a total of 12 documents. And so we haven't paid taxes in a long time. But my husband is starting a business. As an LLC, and I just wanted to know if we go through you, if what we've already done will in any way not mix with your method.
Well, it's not a problem because what he does, that's the guy I brought up his picture. I'm sure he's a good man in heart.
Yeah.
Wants to free America of the corruption and criminality of our government, okay? Here's his YouTube channel. But what he has is based on legal theory about state citizenship and, you know, asset protection based upon that. I did the stuff that he is teaching 30 years ago, back in 1994 and 1993, before I learned all that stuff is just misreading, misunderstanding of the law. So when I learned about the right stuff, I just let that stuff go. That revocation of citizenship, all the stuff you did, it was like exercise in futility. It just means nothing. So it's not a problem. Just to let that go and join us, then you'll be just fine.
Okay, so we would be switching status, basically, from like the state citizen self-determination to American national?
No.
Is that kind of more? No.
There was no need for you to change or switch your status in the first place. Your status have always been just fine.
I
was always a state citizen
like
you and a U.S. citizen and U.S. national. There's no back off to become a state citizen or a U.S. national, not a U.S. citizen, a 14th Amendment. That's a bunch of bunk. Okay? You never needed to change anything at all about your status. I'll show you here my screen. Okay? Here we go. See, step one. Based on official legal websites of U.S. government, NOAA requires 99% of Americans to file a pay income tax. Who are that 1%? That 1% are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors. That
correct.
Is yeah. the United States they refer to. That the United States defined in the Internal Revenue Code is Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
okay.
I understand that.
So don't worry about what you did with it. Just let bygones be bygones. You just make a donation to his organization. That's all he did.
Okay. So basically, it's no problem that it's an LLC.
Completely irrelevant.
Okay.
Whether your husband does his business through LLC, corporation, partnership, trust, sole proprietor, doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Glad we have helped you, Jojo. I think that's all everybody that we have for tonight. Yes, I think so. We have all the questions got answered. Very good. So, yes, folks, I will be at the Reawaken America Tour coming up. See here on August 25th and 26th in Las Vegas. So here's the page for it. It's a Clay Clark's event, okay? The Awaken America Tour at thrivetimeshow.com. Thrivetimeshow.com. Okay, so either my friends, if that's close to you, there, Brother Clay Clark has an event coming up in Miami also. Coming up, we'll be at that event down later on this year as well. Right now, Las Vegas is where we're going to be there, closer to many of you. If you have to visit me with me in person, that's coming up 25th and 26th of August, Friday and Saturday. With that, folks, I wish to congratulate every one of you because you chose freedom. You chose enlightenment. You chose to educate and empower yourself. So you're well on your way already toward the freedom you've been looking for. Just go to our website, okay, freedomlawschool.org. Go through the 7 steps, folks. So where is it? Here we go. You must watch these videos on the 7 steps and read these pages, okay? Is that the key? And don't skip a step until you got the previous step already clearly understood in your mind, okay? Step one, step two, step three. Make sure everything is clear for you and you'll be able to do it for yourself. Again, the first 5 steps are absolutely free, completely free for you, okay? The step 6 is optional. If you want to guarantee that the IRS will not be able to in any way mess with you whatsoever, that is for you available. And, of course, you can tell other people, spread the word, and we'd be happy to tell you, you know, pay you for that also. But freedomlawschool.org, and let's get together, have you be free, and America be a free country once again.